Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, September 1st, 2015. And with me today, because it's been far too long, Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
Hello, good sir. Hello.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, thank you, man. It's good to be back.
Yeah, missed your voice. Also have John Martellaro. I hope you're doing well, John.
I am, and good morning, Brian. Nice to have you back.
Oh, thanks, John. I am delighted that I shall proceed to destroy you in the upcoming conversation as a way of welcoming myself back.
Brian's dreaming.
All right, so here's the deal. I have both of you on today because you have very you have opposing views on Apple's, no, let me rephrase that, on the rumor that Apple is looking at starting up its own original content service for TV shows and movies. So basically what this rumor says is that Apple is looking at doing what Netflix is doing, producing original content and making it available online. And so I wrote a piece about that this morning. And my take is that while this rumor has come up in the past, several years ago, this time there might be a little bit more to it because Apple is in a much better position to actually be able to produce their own original content.
Well, that's the key right there, Jeff, in a better position. See, we're a big, powerful company, Apple says. We are very successful. We can do anything. So since we can't work content deals the way we like, we're going to take our marbles and go play our own game. So there. And it's just characteristic of a big, powerful company that thinks it can get away with anything.
Brian, I'm just going to sit back.
Balderdash. All right, you made a particular analogy when we were discussing this earlier, John. Do you care to make that analogy again?
Yes. I've seen this over and over again. It's like the John Deere tractor company thinking, well, we're doing very well selling farm equipment, but we could make even more money. So let's get into selling smartphones. Everybody else is making money on smartphones. Apple is. So, you know, John Deere tractor company will make smartphones and we'll make even more money because we're successful.
You're just so wrong, man. This would be like John Deere deciding to make seed corn. That is an actual analogy for two reasons. One, it's related to the equipment that they actually sell. And two, that industry is controlled by companies that use a variety of IP and other control methods to utterly lock down that particular market.
Just because Apple is a conduit and is able to successfully sell video content in the form of movies and music doesn't mean they have the core competency to reach out and actually do production. So that's why your analogy breaks down.
No, it not at all, man. They can hire the talent to do production just like they have hired the talent to do all sorts of new things that they've new markets that they've entered. And the reason why it makes sense for Apple to do this is, honestly, it's because of Netflix. If you look at what Netflix has done with its original content, they turned themselves into the kind of destination service that people are so interested in, it brings other content to Netflix. And that is what Apple needs right now. Apple needs to get the rest of Hollywood, at least in the Western world, and you know, probably Bollywood eventually for, you know, say India, but whatever. Apple needs to get the rest of the industry on board. And the rest of the industry is very resistant to that. If Apple can start producing its own eyeballs, just like it did originally by partnering with Disney in the, or I should say Disney and Capitol Records. And who was the first label that they had on board for iTunes? Can't believe that's escaping me.
Oh,
vacation has ruined me.
It certainly has.
Because it wasn't.
While you guys are thinking about that, I'm going to jump in with my Microsoftian idea. This is a very Microsoftian thing. Other people are successful. They're doing something we want to do. We're not getting our way.
No, man, but that's not it at all.
We're going to be like a bull in a china shop, and we're going to jump in. We're going to force the issue. We're going to make our own content. We're going to control the situation. We're going to make these other people jealous. We're going to force them to see things our way, and you're going to end up with a war. And whatever happened to just say no?
Well, in Microsoft's case, it was a total fail.
And there's a huge difference. John, I just, you know, just so you were so seldom wrong. In this case, you were wronging spectacularly. The difference between Apple and Microsoft is that Microsoft sees that someone else is making money somewhere and decides, oh my God, we have to make money there too.
Right.
That's not what Apple has ever done, and it's not what Apple is doing here. Apple is possibly, and of course, this is still a rumor. We don't know that Apple is going to do this, and we don't even know that if Apple is doing this, that Apple is actually going to bring this stuff to market.
We're just warning Apple that it's a very bad idea. So
yeah, it's a fantastic idea.
Stop them cold in their tracks.
But the entire point is that the industry has resisted what Apple wants to do with TV in particular, and Apple can change that landscape by producing the kind of destination content that has worked very well for Amazon, that has worked very well for Netflix, and it is even working well for you know, the traditional places like HBO and Showtime. So destination content brings eyeballs and it brings subscribers.
I'm keying in on your word, change the landscape. That's the issue right there. You start fighting those kinds of wars instead of building great products, and you end up wasting your time, being frustrated.
John, how is making a TV show not making a great product?
Well, Apple is a company that specializes in bringing a great user experience to products that we love. And now they've decided that since they can't get their way with the content providers, they're going to, as you say, change the landscape. They're going to get into the business. They're going to show the other people the way. They're going to, you know, one-up everybody else, and they're going to get involved in these wars. And it's just going to drag them down and distract them. The executive team is too small as it is. I wrote an article last week about how part of the problems Apple's having is this small executive team, and Tim Cook is not putting the fear of God in people the way Steve Jobs used to. And one of the signal posts of that was this Thunderbolt display, which is 5 years old, uses Thunderbolt 1, has a MagSafe 1 connector, sells for an outrageously large amount of money, looks terrible sitting next to a modern iMac, which is very thin on the edge. And it's just an obsolete old product. Apple's still selling for $1,000. And it's just a byproduct, along with some other things, of Apple's inattention to the small details because they're stretched too thin. And now they want to go off and do cars.
That sort of thing never happened when Steve was around, right?
They want to go off and do, you know, some movie production process where they're going to have to hire an executive. And, of course, this executive is going to have to learn the Apple way of thinking, or is he's going to cross swords with Phil Schiller, and there's going to be all sorts of distractions and time wasted. And it's going to be a big boondoggle, and Apple's going to wish they just got back to selling phones and Macs.
Yeah, so, well, John, you know, this exact same kind of thing was said when Apple got into the phone business.
Well, and,
I mean, but it was good hardware.
So, John, do you think that it was a mistake for Apple to start Beats One Radio? It's original content. They're producing it themselves. They're doing it outside of traditional radio services.
And it's working.
And it's working.
But let's not let that get in the way.
And they hired John's the people they needed to manage
and produce
the content.
Look at the troubles they had with the rollout of Apple Music.
What? They didn't have any trouble with the rollout of Beats One Radio. And Beats One Radio is a thing that has brought people to that service. It's a fabulous success. And I'm glad you thought of that, Jeff. But I mean, that is the perfect analogy.
Yeah, I even mentioned Beats One Radio in my piece because as I was thinking about all this, that came to mind for me. Apple has already done this. Now, of course, it's not on the same scale that you would have to do, say, a TV series or a movie.
Scale is the key.
However, if you want to test the waters and figure out if this is something that you think you are capable of doing, why not start with something that, comparatively speaking, is smaller.
Well, where does it? Where does it?
24-hour day, 7 day a week, full on radio station.
Where does all this stop? I mean, what? Apple is such a big company and so successful because of the things it's done. I'm getting the feeling that Apple feels like it has to do monstrously better things in order to show monstrously better growth. So where does it all end? Where does it all
does.
End? Of course it does, but
it doesn't
be doing
end,
it
and it shouldn't end.
In an area that,
John, it ends when they start failing, when they start doing it wrong. No, it's not.
The end of a big company that feels like it can do anything and has to double its $200 billion a year annual revenues. So where does it all end? Does Apple feel like people are screwing up with refrigerators and home appliances and Apple needs to set the record straight and improve on that? I mean, if Apple wanted to improve our environment and hardware a long time ago, they should have been building a better TV set.
Well, we know why they didn't. And why they didn't is exactly why you're wrong here.
It's a cutthroat industry and it's very hard to succeed in.
No, it's the reason why they didn't enter it. That was true for the cell phone market. The reason why they didn't enter it is because they didn't feel like they could bring enough to the market to actually be able to disrupt it.
So what are they going to bring to the independent production market with being new kids on the block?
But, well, what did Netflix bring? So,
yeah, what did Amazon
brought us
bring?
Orange is the New Black. They brought us House of Cards. They brought us Sense8. They brought us Daredevil.
So since Netflix is successful, then we should get into that business too and one-up them and get our own way. John,
man, what about Amazon? Should Amazon have not entered the TV market? Because I thought that was actually ridiculous.
Oh, there's no accounting for Jeff Bezos.
Amazon has some good shows.
It has been a huge success for Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm warmed up to Amazon already because they're going to have Top Gear in October 2016.
Oh my goodness, why can't you apply that to Apple?
Well, because that's the kind of thing Amazon does. They sell stuff. They get into things.
What? But it's not what it's not what Apple does. Apple doesn't get into things and sell stuff at all.
Look at Google. Google got into trouble feeling like they could just throw stuff out there and do anything and kind of reconstruct the market.
Google hasn't gotten into trouble. Well, they did Google Glass.
Well, they embarrassed themselves with Google Glass, actually.
That's the thing about Google, John, is they don't care. It's kind of an apples and oranges comparison. Google throws stuff around and looks for something that might stick to the wall. It's not what Apple does. It's I prefer Apple's way of doing things, but
Phone is a good example. Amazon was a company that was very good at consumer products, and so they built a phone that was a first-class device to get you to buy more things. And they didn't understand the smartphone market very well in terms of
that's a great point, creepy factor.
And so the Fire Phone failed. So now Apple's going to get into this Hollywood production. Wait,
hold on, John. You're saying that because Amazon failed with the Fire Phone, Apple is going to fail with TV. That makes no sense whatsoever.
What I'm saying is that big companies think that they can do anything, and they often fail.
But look at all the things that Amazon has done well.
About what they think they can do.
John, look at all the things that Amazon has done well. You're naming one failure out of a whole bunch of things that Amazon today, for instance, is one of the largest cloud service providers in the industry, which is just weird to me. And yet, it's one of the few businesses they have that actually makes money.
And it's incredibly popular.
Their original streaming, TV content is another thing that is doing well.
Apple should do that too. So Apple should actually be doing everything.
Not at all.
Since Amazon can engage in everything that has to do with sales, then Apple should be involved in everything that has involved with sales.
So
Apple should sell everything.
No. You are completely mischaracterizing everything that I'm saying. You're saying that Apple shouldn't do these things because big companies think they can go do stuff and they can't. I'm offering you examples of other companies that have done other things and it's worked well for them. Apple happens to be one of them. Why wouldn't Apple do this if it can?
For my readers, I'd like to say that there's a lot of things Apple needs to attend to and get right. Annoying that we have so many problems with especially with Yosemite and with security issues, and we'd like Apple to attend to their to their housekeeping and get things straight for the customers and create a solid, joyful experience in everything they sell, instead of just moving on and moving on and getting so diluted that everything kind of falls.
John, there's a balance here that Apple and any other company has.
Hey, Jeff, you're the moderator. You're not allowed to take sides.
It's my show. I'll do whatever I please. So the problem that Apple has, which is the same problem many other companies have, is that they can't stop to take care of everything that they want to go back and fix because the rest of the market is still moving forward. So you have to find the balance, and every company has to work on this.
Sure.
You have to find the balance between fixing and maintaining what they already have and then moving forward and trying to keep up with and then stay ahead of the competition.
Well, I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is motivation. I mean, the motivation to create great products that consumers love and create a great user experience and the heritage of Apple and the design and going all the way back to the Macintosh and before about building better products and having a vision about how to make hard technology easy for users and the intersection of technology and the arts. All of that stuff is in Apple's DNA. But for Apple to be motivated to get into this market because they haven't been able to be successful as they'd like in content deals and go their own way, this is bad motivation in my belief.
So, John, if this is the thing that is going to take for Apple to be able to bring its long rumor, it's not even a rumor, the TV service that we know the company has been working on, if this is what it takes, I am all for it. And,
well,
and
there's no guarantee of success.
So what?
There was no guarantee the iPhone would succeed, well, or the original Macintosh.
Or the iPad.
The pitfalls here are terrible. I just read the other day that Apple would like to sell this subscription service for $40 a month, and they're having a hard time getting the content providers to settle for the amount of money that Apple wants to do. So Apple would like to, you know, help people cut the cord, but if the content providers aren't on board with it, and Apple can't sell this subscription service for what they'd like, it's going to be a difficult deal. So now you start, you know, going into corporate machinations. You say, well, what are we going to do here? Content providers won't help us sell the subscription service for what we want. So now we're going to embarrass them or we'll do an end run. So what if Apple did do an independent production studio? They don't have a basis for that doing any help. There's no basis for that helping their cause. So Apple comes out with the greatest science fiction series ever, and then they follow up that with another great mystery series. So I can get those two things on Apple TV. So what? So what? Is that going to help them sell more Apple TVs? Yeah. Is that going to help the cord cutters?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah,
are you familiar with HBO? Are you familiar with HBO? People subscribe to HBO to get one or two or three of their shows.
HBO.
Yeah, people subscribe HBO to Netflix now has just one, for original content.
HBO now has 1% of the audience on the Apple TV. 99% of the people decide.
Yeah, but they have audience elsewhere. That's so what?
So you made the point. You brought it up. Prove it to me why it was.
Because shows, John, don't look at just the Apple TV. Look at all of HBO's business. People will pay for an HBO subscription for one or two shows. They might never ever watch a single movie ever. I mean, HBO is the living counter argument to everything you just said.
Yeah, but they've been doing it for 25 or 30 years. They have
so?
A lot of experience.
So?
So Apple's going to just outdo the other guys for the sake of getting
the phone. Well, it sounds like the iPhone argument all over again.
It very much sounds like the iPhone argument all over again. And I don't understand why you're ascribing all these sort of negative reasonings for what Apple is doing.
Well, it's
Apple doesn't have to outdo anyone.
I'm on the show. I can say anything I want because I'm on the show and I'm here to argue the case.
Apple doesn't need to outdo anyone. Apple simply needs to provide some great content that people want to come and see. They don't have to crush anybody. They don't have to outdo anybody. They don't have to show everybody up. That's not what they have to do. They simply need to provide something good so that people come, just like they did with Beats One Radio.
I'm not convinced that that's going to make the case for Apple or for buying an Apple TV or for improving Apple's fortunes.
All right. So what do the readers think? I'm assuming, of course, they all think that that I'm correct and that John is absolutely wrong. But let us know.
There you go. And Brian, it's like you read my mind, because I figured we're at a really good wrap-up point right here. So that's what we're going to do. And it's my show, so I can do that. Listeners, I want to know what you think. Let me know. Is Brian right? And Apple's own television service is a great idea? Or is John Boo. Right? And this is a bad, bad plan.
You
can let me know on Twitter, TMO Daily. You can let me know via email, observations@macobserver.com. And you can let me know in the show notes for today's episode. I would be looking at all three of those places. And I'm very interested in what you guys have to say. Also, tomorrow, we're going to be looking at what you guys thought about John and Kelly and their big argument from last week. So you have to listen again tomorrow to hear.
Kelly and I never argue. We have polite intellectual disagreements.
You had a heated, polite intellectual disagreement last week. And I'm totally okay with that. So, Brian, thank you for being here today.
Oh, you're entirely welcome. It's good to be back. And, John, you know that I'm your biggest fan, that I love you to like
same here.
The nth degree, brother.
Same here, man.
John, thank you for being here.
You're very welcome.
It's great to have both of you here. And Brian, what a great way to kick off your...
I know, right?
You're getting back. And yeah, that's just awesome.
Back in the saddle.
Thank you for being here. Excuse me. It's always great to have everyone here every day. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.